On behalf of Norwin Alliance Church, it is my privilege to officially welcome Reverend Daniels and his family to Norwin Alliance and to our congregation. Reverend Daniels has been with us for several weeks already, and I think I can speak for everyone when I say that, Pastor, you and your family are already dear to us, and it is indeed as if he's always been here. And so it is a thrill and a pleasure to welcome Pastor Daniels and his wife Regina and his sons David and Sean. And we here at Norwin Alliance are looking forward to coming alongside of you in your ministry. And we are also looking forward to what God is going to do through you and what he's going to do with this church. And so, Pastor, welcome. And Regina and David and Sean, welcome to Norwin Alliance Church. And we are looking forward to ministering with you.
I'd like to welcome the Daniels to the ministry at Norwin Alliance on behalf of the East Pittsburgh Ministerium of the Alliance. We have about 20 churches in our ministerial group, and I'm pleased to say that Norwin has always been active in that and has provided a lot of leadership. I'd like to express on behalf of the ministers in this group, the pastors in the group, a big thank you to Norwin Alliance for allowing us to meet here in your church every other month. And it's a great fellowship, and I look forward to your participation in the East Pittsburgh Ministerial Alliance. We're so pleased that you're here. We've heard great reports of your ministry, and it's an answer to prayer. We've been praying. Every time we meet, we've been praying for the new pastor at Norwin Alliance, and you are an answer to prayer. God bless you.
We're going to read from Ephesians chapter 4. And so if you have a Bible, open that up. That'll be the passage that we'll be preached from. Also, greetings from Murrysville Alliance Church. As I understand it now, we are the second best church in the area. Only as long as he's DS, and then that will change. You know. But Ephesians chapter 4, we're going to read verses 1 through 16. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. What does he ascended mean, except that he has also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens, in order to fill the whole universe. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love, as each part does its work.
We now have an opportunity as a congregation to participate in this service by the collection of a special offering. If you've ever been to one of these services before, you realize that this offering is not given to the church or to missions, but to a very special person. In this case, this evening, that person is Regina Daniels. And this offering is for the purpose of helping her to settle the house, I suppose, as it may be put, so that it may be a home, so that they might buy something very special or however she wants to spend it. This money will go to her. As I understand it, it always goes to the lady of the house rather than to the guy, because the guy would just blow it on books. And so this offering will be for the Daniels family as they are settling into their new household. May we pray for the offering, and then it will be collected. Our Father in heaven, we are so thankful again for our opportunity to support one another as you have seen fit. Lord, we have heard that the worker is worth his wages, and you have taught us to support both the pastor and his family. And we would ask, Father, that you would use this gift in mighty ways to impact the family. Lord, may they remember the loving hearts which gave as they partake in whatever it is that they've choose to spend this money on. Lord, give them wisdom, and may you choose, Lord, to give a blessing to the family this evening through this congregation. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Stand with me now as we sing together, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God.